Elvis Red with Country again on Y100, welcoming Eli Young Band to Paper Fest, a free show on Friday night. And the phone is ringing. I'm going to go ahead and assume this is one of the guys from Eli Young Band. Let's check it out.
Hey, it's James from Eli Young Band.
Hey, James. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm ready for Friday.
I know. It's going to be fun.
I feel like you guys were just here, but we're not complaining. You guys just love some Wisconsin.
Tell you what, it's just great to be playing anywhere this year. We're excited to be back out on the road.
I bet. When did you guys have your first show back? Because we saw you a couple months ago, and I feel like that was one of your first stops. When was your first show, and what was that like?
Well, you know, we kind of eased into it doing some acoustic shows, and, you know, that's fun, but it's great to be back in front of large crowds and, you know, in a full electric show, and so we're loving every minute of it this summer.
I can imagine. And then, I mean, I know a lot of people follow you guys on social media, and I saw that over the last year and a half, I mean, you guys all have families and that you got to spend a lot of time with them. Is that weird kind of leaving again after spending so much time at home with them?
It is. I think it'll take a readjustment. But, you know, it was kind of a great thing, too, because we've toured, you know, consistently every year, you know, for the past 20 years. And it was nice to be home for that amount of time and, you know, be with the kiddos and wives didn't get too bored with us.
They're like, are you guys going back on the road yet? Like, can we have our houses back to ourselves for a couple days?
Exactly.
Do you bring the kids and the family out on the road with you ever?
You know, it's kind of tough because, you know, I have three kids and everybody else has two, but I think next week we're going to get another bus and take them out. So not as much as we'd like to, but, you know, I think it'll get easier as they get a little older.
Yeah, you'd need like four buses just to fit all of your families.
It would be a pricey weekend.
It would be, but it would be worth it, I'm sure. I did also see on social media that you guys just celebrated the 10-year anniversary of Crazy Girl, which is insane to me to think that that song has been out for 10 years already.
Us too, you know. It feels like just yesterday, and it's just as relevant today as it is, you know, when it came out. It's still the number one fan favorite, I believe, at the shows. So.
Yeah, I feel like when I saw you guys a couple months ago, that's the one people just, I mean, they go crazy for it, pun intended, because it's been around, it's kind of been like a staple of country music for 10 years. It's been such a huge song for you guys.
Yeah, that song really, you know, changed our lives and kind of kicked open the door for us to play, you know, nationally and everywhere. And we were very, very grateful we got that song.
I'm sure you are. And new music, I saw that you guys are working on something. When can we expect new music?
We do. We finally got to get back up to Nashville and record some, I think we did about 8 songs, and we're going to start rolling them out here pretty soon.
Do you guys have any plans to play any of the songs before you release them, or do you think you'll release them first?
We recorded them a long time, like 4 or 5 months ago, so we got to go knock the dust off of them. But yeah, hopefully we'll be throwing them in the live show here soon.
Ooh, maybe on Friday. I'll be ready for that. Hey, James, I want you to hang on the line for a few minutes, and then I want to play a game with you where I'm going to give you really weird food items, and you have to tell me if you can find it in Wisconsin or not. This should be fun. Can you hang tight for a few?
All right, I'm down.
Perfect. We'll be back with James shortly on Y100.
Y100.
Young Band at Y100 welcoming them to Paper Fest on Friday. It is a free show in Combined Locks. And speaking of shows like Paper Fest, I mean, they're outdoor shows, there's food trucks, there's weird food combos. So, James, I want to test your knowledge on weird Wisconsin food items. So, basically, I'm going to give you an item. You have to tell me if you can find it at a Wisconsin show or not. Are you ready?
All right. I'm down.
All right. A cricket and silkworm taco.
I'm going to say no on that one.
That is a Wisconsin State Fair food item. And okay. I don't know why anyone would eat it. I actually saw a picture of it and I was like, yeah, there's no part of me that would want anything to do with that. That's truly disgusting.
You got me right off the bat.
I know. Wow. I feel like we can just end here. I won already. All right. Flamin' Hot Chicken Nuggets.
Yes.
That one is not. I am really killing you. Wow. This is great. but I feel like that should be. I would eat that. A Flamin' Hot Chicken Nugget. That sounds amazing. All right. We'll do two more. What about deep fried milk.
I'd say why not?
Why not? You would be correct. I mean, this is Wisconsin, so we will, number one, deep fry anything and find a way to add milk to anything. And
deep fried beer. Now we're talking. You
know. I know. I actually saw that there's a place in Green Bay that now has beer ice cream, so we're really mixing things up. And this last one, now that you said beer, we'll do this one. A funnel cake beer float.
Yes.
It sure is. You would be correct. I don't know if we'll be able to find that on Friday, but I feel like we need to put in a request because that sounds amazing.
That sounds something like you got to try at least once in your lifetime. You
exactly. Know? All right. Well, I'll put a call in. I'll see if I can get some for you guys backstage on Friday. Well, Paper Fest, it's a free show Friday night. You guys go on after the fireworks, so it's going to be a super fun night, and we're really excited to see you guys.
Well, thank you. We're ready to get back out there and rock and roll.
Can't wait. All the details at WNCY.com. You can go and grab that. And thank you so much, James, for calling in. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you.